Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Have you ever fed a lover, say, with just your hand? Close your eyes and trust in you. Just trust in you. A fistful of glitter in the air. Can we do that again? Y'all know the song. Yeah. Have you ever thrown a fistful of glitter in the air? I want to hear y'all sing and do it again.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was just great. So good last night. As I've been saying all morning, I didn't really know what to expect of the concert last night with Keela Richardson after she got the Keelas to the city. I love that phrase. And also doing the parade. I didn't know whether to expect her to do new material, old material, gospel, her preference. And it makes perfect sense in retrospect that she would basically be performing all the songs that she's been performing on American Idol. Although there was one, I think, different one that she did add in. It was just a worship song because she's, you know, clearly loves the Lord and loves singing to Jesus. And it was a gospel. I mean, last night was a church service. It was Church on the Bay, and it was fantastic. You know, you had all these people waving their hands and dancing around and, you know, call response stuff. I mean, I felt like I was back in, you know, Pentecostal church last night. It was great. Anyway, so the producers, probably, I don't know, 5 to 10,000 people. It was pretty well packed out, very well organized, very well administered by the, you know, security staff, the sheriff and the police officer. You know, police did the great, the excellent work. You know, all your kind of big names in town were all there. But lots and lots and lots of people dressed in black and yellow. And then there was little old me in my red news radio outfit. Hi, guys. you know, sticking out like a redheaded newsman, I guess, really. Stepchild, whatever. The producers had nothing but very positive comments to say. I didn't catch their names, but one of the female producers.
On our time with the show, I can't say that we've ever been so welcomed and have such good hospitality. So shut up, Pensacola!
I'll take it. One of the male producers, same thing.
I've been doing this for a long time, and this is probably my eighth one. And I've never seen a town show up so fast and with so much love that I've seen.
That is what we do, 100%. We support our folks, and well, hey, look, you're throwing a party. Let's go. That's what Pensacola does. It's short notice, no problem. Make it happen. So I am sure on Monday's show we're going to look fantastic on national TV with that four-minute ad for our area, which is outstanding value. I mean, you know, for the marketing benefit for that, I will absolutely take it. They said it was her brother, Kalante Gavin. I don't know if they're related or not. Maybe. But he was fantastic as kind of the warm-up act, singing gospel songs, singing, you know, How Great Thou Art, getting us all to sing Hallelujah. Again, a party, just a party. And then while he was off stage and they're getting ready for Keela's set, her son comes up and Drew does vamping. And, you know, he's so funny. He's a cute little kid.
Can I count on y'all to be loud? Yeah!
He's just the best. He's so much fun. No shame. You know, no fear, no, just out there on stage talking to, you know, thousands of people, you know, leading the worship team, so to speak, which I think that's kind of a family tradition. So she sang the Stevie Wonder song, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. She sang Circle of Life. She sang Glitter in the Air, which you heard just there. Or I think it was Fistful of, I forget the exact name of that song. Anyway, but she sang that. But then, you know, just talking about God and talking about how God has changed her life and, you know, she wouldn't have even tried out for American Idol, you know, if it hadn't been for basically taking a leap of faith. And there was kind of a funny moment where we haven't talked about it much on the show because, I just don't like to give air to this nonsense, but there have been some really awful, hateful comments made about her on social media. It is amazing to me. And I don't mean just, you know, like, I don't like her singing or she screams, which is one of the things. I don't understand why people say that. Like, you just don't know good performance because she has a fantastic voice. But, I mean, like, really horrid things. And she, you know, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to think that there are people like this in our community because I'm with the mayor. This is a 100% positive thing. And, you know, I wish we could say that, you know, everybody was just for it. You can't say that and be accurate. There's a lot of people who have just been, you know, awful, and it's unfortunate. So I really appreciated when she said this. Now, I don't want to ruin this for you, but I will say she says something toward the end here that as a Christian, as a lover of the Bible, I fell off. I thought it was fantastic. Here, this is what she said.
Many people don't know. You know, people say things all the time, Kehav, and, you know, I've seen things, and one lady, what got me, one lady said, I was on Facebook strolling, and most of the time, I don't go on social media, I stay off social media, and I saw one post that really touched my heart. The lady said, she was just talking about the negativity and the disrespect. She said, one of the things that got me, she said, I am overwhelmed with going back and forth with people. She said, but this is the time where the Kehav need to intercede and pray. You know, the Bible says these kind come out by fasting and prayer. So that's the only way we can defeat the devil. That's the only way we can defeat negativity. It's not to go back and forth, but to pray. And that's what the Kehav is all about. Our foundation is prayer. So when you pray for me tonight, are you going to vote for me on Monday? But most importantly, are you going to pray for me?
Twice. I love it. For those of you who may not be as familiar with the Bible, there's a passage where the disciples come to Jesus and say, we couldn't get rid of these demons, you know, and he says, these kind only come out through fasting and prayer. That's what she's saying. These folks who are being all evil, are they just need their demons cast out. And I loved it. I love that she said that. That was just fantastic. A little bit more in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Just a reminder that we're under tornado watch until 8 a.m. this morning. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
It's Cervantes. Just messing with
tomato, tomato.
I was raised, you know, trained in literature and philosophy. And so it's just funny, you know, the way we say things versus the way, you're supposed to say things. So it's just, I love it. I'm just giving you grief. PJ is doing such a great job. He always does. Oh yeah. There was about 9,000 tickets, made available, between the Hunter Amphitheater and the Wahoos. And I think that about fits. There's several thousand people there last night. Anyway, the last, kind of comment that she made that I just thought was, it was just delightful. And that's what I loved about this is this is not particularly my music. You know, it's not like if somebody told me they were going to be singing these songs, that's typically not a concert that I would go to. It just, you know, I like more rock type songs. And but this was just, it was such a great thing, you know, for Pensacola. It was such a great moment. Just the kind of thing you wanted to be a part of and you wanted to observe and see. And I know if you wanted to go and you couldn't go, it's frustrating. But that's kind of why I'm covering it this morning is because, you know, if you didn't get a chance to go or you were kind of, you know, in the Wahoos, which is fine, but I'm sure, you know, you were hoping to be back there. And I am telling you, it was fantastic, and I'm glad I was there for sure. But talking about, like, you know, she wants us to vote for her. She wants us to pray for her. But also she understands that, hey, making it to the top three is a massive accomplishment, and this is never where I thought I was going to be. And you know, whether I win or not, I've already won, and, you know, God does his thing. And look, you know, the reality of a competition is two people have to lose. And she might not win. I have no idea what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, God knows. But, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen on Monday. And that's just the nature of it, right?
I didn't mean to take y'all into a worship, but that's just who I am. You know, behind the scenes on American Idol, I go into a room and I start worshiping with everybody else because that's just who I am. There's been times where I've had talks with people because that's just who I am. And I understand it's a competition, but that's who God made me to be. And that's my purpose. No matter where God takes me, no matter how far I go, I know my gift is to help somebody else. I know it's to touch somebody's life. This is not just by coincidence, but I have a purpose. And I know the reason why I'm singing. And people may say, oh, you're singing this, you're singing that. But I still love Jesus.
I love the laughing. And it was, I was born again into a Pentecostal black church with a black pastor. And, I'm at home in this kind of environment. It was great. I can imagine some of my, my Methodists and Baptists are all like, is it okay? Can I raise my hand? Am I allowed? Yeah, you're allowed. Have a good time. She even sang a worship song. I know this is one that they sing at our church. Your Goodness is Running After Me. It was great. I wish you could have been there if you weren't, but I want to tell you this is something where we showed as good as Pensacola can possibly show last night. You can be proud of what happened yesterday. 719 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business that has to deal with, obviously, employees, that's a good problem. Good because your business has grown big enough that you need employees, but, of course, the red tape kind of stuff like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, that's all stuff that... most business owners, they wish they didn't have to deal with that. But, hey, you do. It's good for your company. It's good for your employees. But you want to get it right. Make sure you can get a good value, low price, high quality, right? Well, Torgerson Consulting, they've been helping companies with this for more than two decades here locally. I know we've had them for about 5 years since 2021. And, sometimes you don't know what you're missing until you get something else. And when they came on with us, we had choices all of a sudden that we didn't have before. We had plans that we didn't have before. They're not miracle workers. The marketplace is what it is. Terrible. But the best of the terrible is what they'll bring. And also just great customer service, just kind of doing it right and doing it in a way that even saves us money and gives us more power over all of our benefits. So we're big fans. My wife is a big fan. An industrial engineer who asks all the questions and cares about the details and will actually read policies and ask questions about them. Torgerson Consulting has been fantastic. 433-9996. Have them come do a no-obligation review of what you're doing and seeing if you can do it better. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's creation, and marvelous are His works. You bear the stamp known as the Imago Dei, as you are made in the image of God. So there's no sense in worrying about how tall or short you are. There's no sense in comparing your looks to the looks of someone else. God made you just as you are. The Bible says He covered you in your mother's womb. He formed you in her belly. Psalm 139:17 says that you are in God's thoughts. I'm telling you, He loves you very much. The exact way He made you provides you unique opportunities to live for His glory. So praise Him for His marvelous works.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With website visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called website visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
That's the sound of an old box full of sterling silver flatware that you'll never use. Do you have a handful of old nugget jewelry, broken chains, and class rings? At today's gold and silver prices, these items are worth thousands of dollars. If you could use some extra money, come see Clayton or Sarah at Antiquarian Jewelers in Gulf Breeze proper, where they've been continuously paying top dollar for anything made of precious metals since 1978. Antiquarian Jewelers buys and sells gold and silver coins, too, located at 12 Live Oak Street next to Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Now, Aaron, where are you? Where is Aaron right now?
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of the world.
D-Nice? Is there a D-Nice in the house? 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. PJ sitting in for John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both flowing smoothly, not showing any slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David? We'll come back to David and say, oh, there he is. What's up, brother?
Good morning. Sorry about that, Andrew. President Trump says the U.S. has been having very good talks with Iran over the past few days. And although he is threatening to resume bombing if the deal isn't agreed to, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman confirms that their government, whoever that happens to be at this stage, is reviewing a U.S. plan to end the war and start negotiations on Iran's nuclear program.
Oh, did I miss the part where he went to Congress and got an authorization for the continued use of military force after the 60 days that the War Powers Act?
I don't think that part was in there.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I suppose we'll see whether anybody cares. Go on.
I'm sure we'll get a new name to justify it all. Apple is paying $250 million to settle a class action lawsuit. The plaintiffs say the company exaggerated its AI features before Apple launched the iPhone 16. Apple did not admit to any wrongdoing, but is agreeing to pay customers about $95 if they bought an iPhone 15 or 16 during a certain time frame. And the Stanley Cup playoffs continued with a pair of games yesterday. The Buffalo Sabres beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-2. And the Anaheim Ducks even their series against the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1.
All right, David. Thank you so much for the update. Oh, on that, the War Powers, I couldn't remember what the reason was for the 60 versus 90 distinction. I knew that 60 days is what the law requires, and then I knew there was a provision for up to 90. And so I went and looked, and it's actually very straightforward. You got to stop by 60 unless you certify to Congress that you cannot safely withdraw troops until 90 days because of military necessity. So, if you're involved in some kind of military action, and again, the War Powers Resolution is not meant to preempt the president from being able to take emergency action. In fact, that's why historically he's been allowed to act because he's the commander in chief. And you don't always have time to go to Congress and say, hey, let's go. And because sometimes there's sort of exigent circumstances, but because Congress has the power to declare war and ultimately like the power of the purse, Congress is supposed to spend the money and Congress is supposed to spend the troops, if you want to think of it that way. The president is not the person who is supposed to decide war or not. But under certain circumstances, like a surprise attack on Iran, or a surprise attack on Venezuela, you can certainly understand why the president would not go through the whole process of getting a war declaration in advance. I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is afterwards not coming back and getting a declaration, at least for the authorization for the use of military force or of a declaration of war or something, because that's exactly what the War Powers Act is for. Now, you might say, well, okay, he's in a ceasefire right now. This has been his position. We're not in a war anymore. The war is over. A ceasefire is ongoing. Well, yeah, but if you're going to resume hostilities, then it's still war. And just because you took a break for a week or two or three, it doesn't mean it's not war anymore. Because if that were the case, then you could just do perpetual war by taking a week break here and there. And it's certainly not what's meant. Now, what also somebody might say is, Okay, but if 60 days expires, and let's say like right now it's what, day 66 or something like that. So right now, what if we're not actively attacking the Iranians, but we still have carrier groups and destroyers and transiting, and they're acting in self-defense, they're not acting in aggression and all of that. Let's say that, you know, the ceasefire arguably is still in place. Because there's been this question about how high of a level of kinetic action does it have to be to qualify for a violation of the ceasefire? And that's a fair question. Okay, but let's grant that the ceasefire is still in place. What would we have to do? Well, it's demobilization. Can the president order the forces to mobilize and get going? I mean, sure. But does the president have to, you know, demobilize and withdraw and remove? I mean, also, yes. Can you keep some ongoing presence? Sure. But again, the principle of the Constitution's granting to Congress of the power to declare war is that Congress, our directly elected members of Congress, House of Representatives, most accountable to the people because we are the closest to them because they represent the smallest number of population, right? Each member of the House represents the smallest slice of geography compared to a state, compared to the whole country. And so we're supposed to have the best power over them to either go or not go for war. And the basic principle is that if you cannot get Congress on your side, then you shouldn't be doing it. So, yeah, he should be going and asking Congress, and he's not. And unless we're in the active process of withdrawing, which we're not, because that's what's supposed to happen. He's supposed to withdraw by 60 days. It's not just stop fighting. It's stop and withdraw. Unless you need up to 90 days to do it. Well, we're not in the process of withdrawing. There's certainly no evidence of that, and he's not made that declaration. So, you know, what's happening right now is in violation of the War Powers Act, and the real question is whether anybody's going to do anything about it. And my answer is I don't think anybody's going to do anything.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump optimistic about a deal with Iran to end the war. More from Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv.
The Wall Street Journal reports the new U.S. proposal includes Iran handing over all enriched material, a 20-year ban on enrichment, and a ban on underground nuclear work.
The Iranian Foreign Ministry says the regime is still looking over the menu and memo, and a reply could come soon. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting Pope Leo. The secretary says this was a scheduled trip, but while he's there, one part of his mission will be trying to smooth over the fractured relationship between the president and the pontiff. Fast food giant McDonald's posting a better-than-expected quarter. At first quarter, the company says new burger and value meals attracted new customers, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ surging to record-high closes on Wednesday. We'll see what's on tap for today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 74 degrees, cloudy skies right now. Your next we'll get a full look at our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in a few minutes. Well, a major economic development project in North Escambia County revealed West Fraser, one of the largest lumber companies in the world, behind a major economic development project there. Project Sparrow is a $70 million expansion of an existing McDavid facility. Here this hour, County Administrator Wes Moreno tells News Radio that the company is seeking a tax abatement to make that
capital
happen.
Investment of $70 million plus, 30 employees at $50,000 plus a year. It's a good thing for that community up there, and so they're coming in and asking for that E-date.
And Moreno says that project is a Florida West initiative. The company is requesting a 100% tax abatement for 10 years. County commissioners are expected to look favorably on that request at today's Board of County Commissioners meeting. Well, last night was Kela Fest, Pensacola's own Keela Richardson, home to celebrate her success on American Idol. Kela visited notable sites around the area with TV cameras following her, and that included NAS Pensacola, where she watched the Blue Angels practice, was able to meet the pilots. She was honored with a parade on South Palafox, got a key to the city from Mayor D.C. Reeves at Plaza de Luna, and then performed a concert of many of her popular songs from the American Idol TV show at the Hunter Amphitheater last night. There were thousands of people in attendance for that concert. Kela will be on the finale episode of Idol this coming Monday. will be representing Pensacola on that program. Well, the new Pensacola Costco is opening in June. The wholesale retailer listing its 9 Mile Road location is opening next month on its website, although a specific date has not been set. The 172,000 square foot store at the corner of 9 Mile and Chemstrand will have a gas station and 830 parking spaces. Membership is required to shop in the store, and that starts around $65 a year. Governor DeSantis touting the news that Citadel hedge fund CEO Ken Griffin is expanding operations in Florida and cutting back in New York. DeSantis tells Fox News that that's happening because Florida's a free and sane state. He also criticized New York and their mayor, Zohran Mamdani, for proposing property tax hikes while claiming to want affordable housing. Pensacola International Airport has a new connection to the Midwest. Starting yesterday, Contour Airlines launched nonstop service between Pensacola and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Vice President Andrew Chevalier says the route was built around what people in their community in Missouri were asking
for. When we were up in Cape Girardeau, they kept talking about how they wanted Panhandle of Florida service to be able to fly down for the vacation destination, but also a lot of the members up there live or have homes down in this area that they either spend their summers or their winters, so they wanted to see jet service.
Contour operates regional jets with about 30 seats and extra legroom, and partners with major carriers for connecting service through Dallas-Fort Worth as well. It's 74 degrees and cloudy skies at 7:35. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Home Outlet in Pensacola. Bathroom upgrades for every budget, plus kitchen, plus savings on kitchens, floorings, and more. Home Outlet in Pensacola. Taking a look at the big board, US 29 southbound between Roberts Road and East 9 Mile, showing quite a bit of traffic right now. Also, US 90 southbound, just as you approach Scenic Highway, seeing some light traffic there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some showers and thunderstorms as you head into your day today. 70% chance of rain, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65. For Friday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 77. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Saturday, 70% chance of rain. We will have a high near 79 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 74 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares in Japanese tech-focused investment giant SoftBank Group soared more than 16% amid a broader tech-fueled rally that saw Japan's Nikkei 225 surge to record highs. While SoftBank is on course to record its best day since 2020, chip testing equipment maker Advantest rose nearly 7.8%. Semiconductor equipment supplier Tokyo Electron surged 9.2%. Oil prices are lower this morning by more than 3% after President Trump said he believes the Iran war will end quickly as Tehran reviews a U.S. peace proposal. West Texas Intermediate currently hovering at $92 per barrel, Brent at roughly $98. Kraft Heinz CEO Steve Callahan said on CNBC the company's biggest growth opportunity is reinvesting behind legacy brands. He pointed to brands like Heinz, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, and Capri Sun as areas to make more relevant to shifting consumer preferences. Futures are slightly higher as investors hope the Iran war will end soon. That's Your Money Now.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the Pensacola Navy Days celebration, May 8th through the 10th, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off on Friday, May 8th with a golf tournament and black tie night at the museum gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On Saturday, May 9th, don't miss the 4K run walk and patriotic parade through downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Plaza de Luna with a family fun fest. And Sunday, May 10th, join us at Museum Plaza for a special Modern El Dorados concert presented by the City of Pensacola. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.org for details, lodging specials, and how to get involved.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local. Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Eric Winstrom. He is the chief of the Pensacola Police Department. Eric, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good to be here.
Somebody's going to be like, you should have called him chief. Okay, sorry. Chief, welcome back. It's good to have you.
We're friends, I guess.
I know. And, you know, hey, it's Pensacola. We're a lot more relaxed about all these kinds of things. As far as I know, there haven't been any sort of big incidents in the past week, which I will take. I know Mike Wood doesn't like to use the Q word, so I will not use it either. But anything I'm missing, any big news incidents that you need to bring to our attention?
No, we strive to be boring. You know, a boring week for the police is a good week for everybody, and that's what we're shooting for. So we're just trying to do our thing, and the men and women are doing a great job out there. So,
you know,
can't take credit for it. We got a great police department.
I literally, I don't know, I had a brain fart for a second. I completely forgot about the one incident that it hasn't been, I mean, but the Cordova Mall takeover. You know, we talked about yesterday with the mayor. I asked him the question, was he satisfied with PPD's response and handling of it? And I'll kind of ask you the same question. I mean, I know these things are very difficult. 500 to even 15 is a very difficult ratio to figure out, but we've had rumors that there'd be other takeovers around town. Obviously, there was one out at the beach. There's been rumors at other places. I don't want to promote any particular one by saying them, but you're well aware of these things. So what can be done, should be done differently? Talk to me about what happened and what we can learn from it.
Well, we had a great plan, actually, and we did. We got a heads up about that takeover early on, and then it was a lot of back and forth with the management company of the mall and whose responsibility is what as far as communicating with the organizers. And it was the first time since I've been here that sort of large event had happened. And if we could do anything better, it's just the communication could be better, because we wanted them to reach out to the organizers first, because it's certainly not on us to tell someone that they can't go on private property. Mm-hmm. And once that happens, we got involved. The organizers took the post down, but you can't unring a bell. And 500 kids, you know, at most showed up, which is a significant amount for the police department, the size of a police department this size. How many officers can you even put over there? But we had a large presence over there. We did make two arrests, hopefully to send the signal that, illegal behavior won't be tolerated. But with that many kids, it looked like chaos.
Right.
So, but we've met with them all since. I think we have a better plan moving forward as far as connecting with these organizers faster. I suggested too, a lot of times they're very young kids. So the threat of a civil lawsuit might not, ring true because they don't have any assets to give up, but we need to both be contacting them. And one of the conduits of that is our school resource officers, because these are young people that are often, you know, in as young as seventh and eighth grade. And so our SROs have been part of the process now. And as other things pop up and we look at them, they're just going, meeting with these kids, letting them know, you know, this is not a path you want to go down. In my own experience in the last two agencies I've worked in, we've seen takeovers end up in tragedy and in violent crime and death. And fortunately, we didn't have that this time, but with 500 individuals there to have disorderly conduct, I bet, you know, one or two or more of them may have been armed. So the potential is there.
Yeah. So I'm glad to hear there was, two arrests. I thought there had been 15 or something like that is what had been originally reported. So glad it was fewer than that. Property damage, well, vandalism, not that big, not that serious,
no,
or not enough?
That big. It was just disorderly and, okay, you know, disrupted everyone. And if you think of it, as far as the arrests go, if you look at the size of the mall with 500 kids, unless that police officer is viewing them do something illegal, they can't arrest them. So if they're just running through the mall, there's no way I can say, hey, you're not allowed to run in the mall, I'm a cop. That's the mall's responsibility. So if it's just disorderly behavior, there's no way for us to make an arrest. That's right. We really needed to get the cooperation of the mall and say, hey, it's your expectations if you want to. And that was the 15 contacts we made were actually for trespassing, that the mall said, hey, we don't want, you know, unaccompanied minors who are doing this sort of behavior. If you see any, please tell them they must leave. And that's what we're not going to arrest them, but we're telling them, hey, you are being trespassed from this area. If you come back, you'll be arrested. So it's a little bit clunky. It's not like a private beach a public beach where the sheriff can make the rules and say, you know, this is a curfew, these are the standards. This is private property. And unless I'm watching them commit a crime in front of me, and running through the mall isn't a crime. So we really need that collaboration with that private entity to get a better result next time.
No, that's a great point, that the kind of behavior that might be disruptive or that you might find unpleasant as a, you know, like if I'm walking through the mall, I might not like to see that around me, doesn't necessarily rise to the level of a crime. And it's really more a matter of private property ownership, trespassing, you know, the kind of decorum rules that you're wanting to enforce and willing to enforce. That all makes good sense. And I know that, you know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, were it to continue, maybe you start to have conversations with them about age and or curfew kind of restrictions. Were it to happen in public at other venues, you might start to have those kind of conversations. But I don't think we're there yet, right? We're not there yet, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right. And this is such a great community. And so I think the SROs are one of the school resource officers making those connections. We have our leadership team connecting with the SROs and actually reaching out to the parents, because I think a lot of these parents just don't, or guardians, they're just not aware that this is happening. And at some point in that time, you have to say, hey, you got to do a better job seeing where is my teen going on this night, and take that accountability. And once we get there, it's going to be safer for everybody.
No doubt. We're talking to Eric Winstrom. He is the chief of the Pensacola Police Department. Chief, hang on for just a sec. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ.
US 29 southbound is you're between Roberts Road and 9 Mile. That's showing quite a bit of congestion right now. 9 Mile itself is quite accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Chief Winstrom. Matt Coverdale. Matt Coverdale has no chance. He's been on the force for 22 years. He's your new deputy chief. Really? 22 years?
He looks pretty young. Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah, 22 plus now.
Any particular insight into why? I read your comments, and I thought they perfectly well describe him. You know, 110% effort. He's a max effort guy all the time. But, you know, any thoughts or comments on him as your deputy chief?
Well, number one, he's a brilliant guy, extremely knowledgeable. He's got the, you know, the historical knowledge about the police department that I don't have. The small operational details, the logistics, the technology stuff that coming in from the outside, I don't know. So he has that knowledge base that just is a great compliment to me. His work ethic, he was there at 4:30 in the morning yesterday. He started his day. He worked a 17-hour day running that operation. And for Kila, which went off fantastic. And we have excellent. The other three captains, phenomenal. And it was just a question of who's the best fit for the city, who's the best fit for me to complement my, you know, my abilities, and who carries the same vision that I have. And Matt's a true police officer. He's got that street experience. But also he has that knowledge of things. Like, it's his team that's leading the effort to enact a public-facing data dashboard. something that, you know, is when you think about policing, that's not necessarily at the top of people's list, but it's very important to be transparent. And so I needed somebody that really had that ability to focus. How are we going to improve our records management system? All of that stuff. He's on top of it, and we're going to move this department quickly in an even better direction than it already is.
The mayor had mentioned the other day, and I know you knew about this, but I was really impressed with your comments at the Pensacola City Council meeting addressing their questions about the Flock cameras. I thought your answers were fantastic on the subject.
Well, thank you.
And I was glad that you showed up and did that. And, you know, I'm sure you would be willing to do that again if need arose. We'll find out whether the advocates adapt or whether they're just there to do their talking points. I vote probably the second, but we'll see. You always want to be optimistic. Yeah. But you guys have been, I think, you know, everybody's, the sheriff as well, has been a little bit more active about mentioning, hey, this is a crime we used the Flock cameras to solve in Pensacola Police. It was a domestic violence case, right?
Yeah, we just had one over the past week. I believe it was early Sunday morning. We had a very bad domestic violence case where it was a choking case near strangulation. So young lady, you know, lost consciousness or was near to losing consciousness. And this is a very bad guy, not only because of the domestic violence, but he also happened to be a narcotics dealer. And using Flock cameras, we very quickly were able to determine his direction of travel, very quickly able to put him in custody, and upon doing so got, you know, felony distribution level Oxycontin, cocaine. I mean, this was a drug dealer. He had over 20 pills of this and 20 grams of that, and you know, a lot of cash. So domestic offender. Is he part of the, you know, the opioid issues that we're dealing with? Certainly. He's providing these poisons to people. And you can see just an overall bad guy. And it was Flock that got him off the street in record time before he could hurt anybody else.
Yeah, and I was really glad you made that connection as well, saying that the nexus between criminal violence and the drug trade, which is why the opioid, fund money was able to be used for the Flock cameras to begin with, I think, that connection is obvious when you say it, but maybe people had not been paying attention to that to grab that connection on their own initiative. You know, the other day I was doing a kind of a recap of some stuff dealing with the UWF Police Department, which is by all accounts doing, you know, great now under the leadership of Roman Jackson. And there were some things that they were doing that I, you know, you're fairly new in the job, and I didn't know if these things were, you know, even had good applications to the city perhaps, but I wanted to raise them with you because I thought they were interesting. One was they're doing a My Gear registry, like basically on an app. As I understand it, you basically go and scan your computer, your laptop, your e-bike, you know, high-profile items that might get stolen. That way, if they go bust somebody or find them, they can return them to you. They had a 50 e-bike ring that they just busted, and I don't know whether something like that would make sense for a city, but it strikes me as, you know, if you voluntarily participate in registering your stuff so that if it ever gets stolen or if it ever tries to get pawned, there'd be a way to verify that and get it back to you.
Yeah, and colleges, you know, obviously they're policing a different community. Mm-hmm. They have college police departments have a lot of different priorities, but oftentimes they're on the leading edge of stuff that, you know, municipal police chiefs don't even think of. I wouldn't have thought of that as a possibility, maybe for logistics reason. But I guess if you take a population that's going to be there for, you know, 4 years max or so, and you know where they're going to be staying, you know, they don't have to notify you when they're leaving because you keep track of all that.
Yeah.
Might make more sense. I don't know if that would have application here, but I'm certainly looking forward to connecting with the chief and meeting with him. And I'm never to the point where I'm saying we're doing it right and that's it. Always looking for opportunities to do better.
Well, anything that's going to discourage private property theft and, you know, get people their stuff back more easily, I would think is, you know, better is
absolutely
better, right? On that note,
absolutely,
just because they said, he said that they're converting from regular bicycles to e-bikes. PPD's bike cops are selling regular bikes though, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Is that something
you've also see it as?
Go ahead.
It's a little bit of work exercise balance, you know, keeps the
right
officers in shape. But I do see the value in the e-bikes in that they, you know, they can maintain that speed and uphill, et cetera. So something that budget time's coming up, something thinking certainly we can discuss and consider, especially I think an application probably for the downtown area that would make some sense. So we'll see.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether it would. I mean, same thing. Like, you know, you can catch up to car speed almost on those things, and I can see applications where that would be pretty valuable. Last thing,
yeah.
I'm not going to have a chance to talk about it in depth today. Maybe tomorrow, but the Supreme Court Speaking of new technology, I know you're a big fan of technology, but Supreme Court recently did oral arguments on a geofence warrant case. The short version is if you have Google, you give them permission to track your location history, and the police can go query that in the case of a bank robbery with a warrant. Google then comes back with a list. They refine that list. They eventually found the guy and convicted him. He's protesting that this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment because even though there was a warrant, the warrant did not have probable cause to search all of the people it searched, and that geofence warrants are an expectation of private privacy around that information. Have you used geofence warrants before? Tell me about the prevalence and the role of these in policing as you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I sure have used them. I've used them as long ago as probably 2020 in Chicago. Where we would do the exact same thing. A homicide would happen, and you know that there's an unknown offender. You know what time that homicide happened and where he was, and using a geofence warrant for, you know, whether it's Google or Meta or some other private entity that keeps that data, you can make a determination of where that phone was, where that person was. It's really helpful. I'm not real polarized as far as, you know, the legal, which way it's going to go. I'm interested to hear what the Supreme Court says. It's certainly a very useful tool. No one's denying that, but I'm just not familiar enough with those constitutional arguments on that. It's interesting because it's all so brand new technology. And as I brought up many times with the Flock discussion, you know, these private entities are holding exponentially more data about you, whether you're using a search browser or just carrying your phone in your pocket.
Right.
And it is a concern to people, and I could see how this could go either way. It'll be interesting to find out.
It's a fascinating case. It's a fascinating application of rules that were certainly not written with that technology in mind. But the idea that you can basically go find everybody who was in this 3-block radius between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m. yesterday when the bank robbery was taking place, we can query all of their phone data and then figure out who was there and then kind of by process of elimination find our culprit. It's like surveillance after the fact. It is a fascinating technology. And I figured you had used it, but I was just kind of curious your thoughts on it. So
yeah, many times. It's very, very useful and helpful when you have a mystery. I mean, the law has actually changed just in the time that I've been familiar with it, in that when it started out, probably, you know, 2018 or so, when we were really getting into this, you could send a request out and get all the information for everything. Well, judges eventually were saying, hey, you know what? Show me that there's a nexus with the phone and the crime. And oftentimes it was as easy as, well, you know, this person killed somebody and it was over a drug transaction. And we know the drug transactions are often conducted over phone. So, and they would say, yep, that's close enough. I mean, it's true.
Got it. Yeah,
and
that
then
makes
we would
sense.
Find out. Yeah.
Eric Winstrom, he is the chief of the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Chief, thank you for the time. Great to see you last night at the concert, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
You bet. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. U.S. 29 southbound between Roberts Road and 9 Mile, showing quite a bit of congestion. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They are the commercial construction supply business here in Pensacola. The warehouse is here. If they don't have it, you don't need it. And if you do need it, they will have it. The only exception to that, I say, is a special order, specified products, you know, something unique to the job that the engineer or the architect creates. And, of course, they don't stock that. It's a one-of. But that's the point. They order those for folks all the time. They speak your language. They are not afraid of the special orders. They are, you know, they are here to help you build things. Or if you're like me and you just every once in a while you have to do a repair, they're here for that too. 175 years helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
Big renovation plans? Don't pay big prices. Now, Home Outlet in-store doorbuster deals are live. Save $2 a square foot on hybrid waterproof oak flooring. Now just $198. Interior door units, any size, starting at only $99. Or upgrade your bathroom vanity for just $219. Plus, deep savings on countertops, exterior doors, bathroom fixtures, and more. But hurry, these doorbuster deals won't last. In-store at Home Outlet Pensacola location only. Find us at homeoutlet.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Celebrate Pensacola's rich military heritage this weekend during Navy Days. Check out the 4K Run Walk Saturday at 8, the Fun Fest at Plaza de Luna beginning at 9, the parade along downtown waterfront at 10. See PensacolaNavyDays.org for more. The Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival is Saturday from 11 to 4 at Casino Beach. See VisitPensacola.com for event and ticket info. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
.759 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne has a quick headline or two for us. David?
Well, apparently Alec Baldwin is in Alabama right now, Andrew. He's been spotted in Birmingham filming a new movie, apparently called Crosshairs, some type of a police thriller. Not much known about the plot yet, though.
I think the most obvious comment we're just not going to make.
That might be
He's
for the best.
He's involved in filming a police drama. Leave it at that. How about that?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and